Chapter 19 Sticks and Stones. I remember that in the movie, the king offers to trade places with the Little Mermaid, Jonah explains as we start swimming again. Maybe he'll want to do that now. My heart clenches. So the king dies instead of Lana? We don't want that either. Hopefully he'll have a better idea than that, Jonah says. But we have to find him and ask. Don't you think our parents would want to know if we were facing a life-or-death situation? We face life and death situations every time we go into the mirror, I say. True, Jonah says, but still. Okay, I say. Maybe the king can force the witch to recant her spell. Or maybe he'll have something to trade. Clearly he knows the sea witch. She called him a jerk. So we're going to talk to him. But first we have to find him, which we can't seem to do. We swim and swim, but we keep passing the same cave. We're lost. We're very, very lost. And there's something really freaky about being lost underwater in the dark. Beige coral reef sways in the wind and looks like fingers trying to grab us. Silvery fish appear to have teeth. I light up my watch. It says 6:30, which means it must be around midnight here. How much longer can we swim in circles?
We know you, a voice says. Did you say something?
Jonah asks. No, I say. I thought it was you. A chill creeps down my spine. Hello? I say timidly. Is someone there?
Yes, another voice says.
We are, says a third voice. We're surrounded. Who are you? I ask and aim my watchlight at the voices. The light reveals a mermaid. No, five mermaids, all with green and orange swishing tails. The tops they're wearing look familiar, but I can't figure out from where.
We're Lana's sisters, the one in the middle says. She has short, butter-colored hair, and she's wearing a white sweater. We've been spying on her, but we can't get too close to the shore. Is Lana okay?
Not exactly, I say, before explaining the whole story.
We have to go talk to my dad, one sister wearing a purple hoodie cries. He has to help.
We were trying to find him, I say. Isn't it the middle of the night? What were you guys doing?
We were at a party, another one says, giving the necklace she's wearing an anxious twirl.
Her brown hair is tied back in a tight braid, and she's wearing a light green shirt with a collar. It's past curfew, though. We're definitely going to get in trouble.
It's worth it for Lana, the mermaid in the hoodie says. Follow me!
We follow her through a winding path, past schools of striped and speckled fish, sparkly red coral, and even a 20-foot-long shipwreck that's jammed into a bunch of rocks. Two of the sisters swim by me, both wearing what look a lot like pajama tops. Familiar pajama tops. I glance at all the sisters. Purple hoodie, green shirt, white sweater. Wait a sec.
Those are my clothes! I exclaim, you found my suitcase.
They spin around.
That was yours?
The one in the hoodie asks.
Yes, I say. I thought I lost it.
You did lose it, the one with the braid mutters. Finders keepers. She looks like the youngest of the bunch. Sasha, the one with the short hair and white sweater scolds. We'll give them back their stuff. She looks like the oldest.
Can we keep the wood paddles in the ball?
The one in my hoodie asks.
We made up a whole game with them where we hit the ball back and forth.
That's how you're supposed to play, Jonah says. It's called Kadima.
We love Kadima, she says.
Me too, Jonah says. We should play if we have time.
There's no time for Kadima, the oldest sister and I both yell. We look at each other and smile.
Soon, we get to what appears to be a town. It's pretty empty because it's the middle of the night, but there's one restaurant still open.
Where are we? I ask.
That's Salty's, one of the sisters tells me. It's the nicest restaurant on the main canal. A few mermaids and mermen are sitting outside, enjoying the night. Instead of being pitch black like I expected, there are little sparkling lights lining the canal. Where do the lights come from? I ask the oldest sister. Bioluminescence, she says. Underwater life that glows in the dark. Everyone looks at us curiously as we swim past. We're the only ones without tails, but we don't stop to sightsee. Finally, we spot what has to be the castle. It's just as nice, if not nicer, than Prince Mortimer's palace. It's made of stone and cliffs and covered in protective coral. Let's go straight to Dad's room, the oldest says. Follow me! No need for stairs in this palace. We swim right up into the king's windowless room. Not much security here. Dad! Dad! The oldest one cries, swimming over to his bed.
What's wrong, girls?
The king asks, opening his eyes. He has dark hair that's gray at the temples. He also has one of those chins with a cleft in it. He spots us.
Why did you bring humans?
They're friends of Lana's, and Lana needs our help.
Quickly, I spill out the whole story. So you see, I say once I've finished, we didn't know who else to go to. Do you have anything the Sea Witch would want? Or could you command her to reverse the spell? Maybe threaten to put her in ocean prison? The king looks shocked, yet I notice a determined glint in his eye.
Poor Lana. We must save her at once. Girls, collect all the family jewels. The necklaces, the rings, all of Mom's old stuff.
Not the jewelry, one of the sisters cries. It's all we have left of Mom.
Your mom would want us to use it.
The king throws off his covers.
Everyone, follow me.